Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Following the divine service at our mission congregation in Raynham, Kent, I was traveling home on the train. And I must confess, I was quite tired. I just wanted to slump down in the seat and try to grab a quick nap before I got home. So, I pressed myself in the corner seat by the window, shut my eyes, and tried to drift off to sleep to the clickety-clack of the rails. Then it happened. One of my pet peeves. The guy across the aisle from me started ringing people on his mobile phone just to have a chat. And this chat was a loud chat. First, he rang his girlfriend, whom he had just visited, and who is now driving her children somewhere. And then he rang a friend to tell him about his day so far. And he said that he really had quite a nice day with his new girlfriend and her children. Unfortunately, it began with a trip to church for the children's church parade. He described the service as boring, and they sang a few old hymns. And then he said, we prayed and said, thank you to Jesus for this and that, yada, yada, yada. I'm not sure if he realized that the guy sitting across the aisle from him slumped down in his seat in the corner, trying, unsuccessfully, to get some sleep during his conversations, was wearing a dog collar. And I suspect it wouldn't have mattered to him anyway. But I couldn't help but be struck by the sarcastic tones he used when talking about giving thanks to Jesus. It was clear, at least to me, that he didn't think he really had any reason to give thanks to Jesus. What had Jesus ever done for him to warrant a thank you? This average Joe, who was heading off to work, gave voice to what most people in the UK, and I might dare say the entire world, think. What has Jesus ever done for me so that I should say thank you to him? But the life of a Christian should be saturated by praise and thanksgiving to our Savior for all that he has done for us. Thanksgiving is offered neither grudgingly nor hypocritically. Rather, we gladly offer our heartfelt gratitude to God for all that he has so graciously given to us. Saying thank you to God comes from our experiencing his goodness toward us daily. But what has God really given to us? In his small catechism, Dr. Martin Luther reminds us of all that God freely gives to us in his explanation of the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, where we read, give us this day our daily bread. What does this mean? God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. What is meant by daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and the total needs of our bodies, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, land, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. Here, Dr. Luther reminds us that all that we have and all that we are is a gift from God, whether we recognize it as such or not. God gives all of these blessings to us, not because we deserve them, but because he loves us. From the least of these things to the greatest, they are all gifts from God, for which we should regularly give thanks to him. While my companion on the train seemed to be unaware of any reasons to say thank you to Jesus, Martin Luther reminds us that we should thank God each day for his continual blessings which were given to us. But Luther is only echoing what Holy Scripture teaches. In Psalm 118, verse 1, we read, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and His steadfast love endures forever. And St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 encourages us to give thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Knowing this, how can we not give thanks to God? He provides for our daily needs abundantly, even if we take Him for granted. But above all, let us give thanks to God for sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior from sin and death. Our thanksgiving to God is far more than for just this or that. It is for all things, especially the new life that we have in Jesus Christ, to whom eternal thanks and praise is due. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, God of all grace, govern our hearts so that we may never forget your blessings, but steadfastly thank and praise you for all of your goodness in this life, until, with all of your saints, we praise you eternally in your heavenly kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.